There are numerous uncertainties surrounding the Leganés case, and as the investigation unfolds, more irregularities emerge within the Leganés Futsal Sports Club. Following the public denunciations by the first women's team players of CD Leganés regarding non-payments and negligence, the club admitted to salary delays and the severity of these non-payments in an official statement. However, in response to accusations of inadequate accommodation, the club provided invoices proving hotel provisions and timely payments. Additionally, they presented invoices confirming that foreign players had access to taxis for their airport transfers, contradicting the players' claims. After statements by Angel Saez, which garnered substantial support for the coach, the futsal club blamed delays in subsidies from the Leganés City Hall for their non-payments, asserting that these issues are being resolved through the Joint Commission. Municipal sources indicated that the subsidy hadn't been paid because the club only recently fulfilled the required documentation, promising payment once everything is verified. Although the club received the 2023 City Council grant in two installments, they also benefited from support from other entities, such as the RFEF and player fees. Despite this, financial mismanagement persisted throughout the season, leading to debts with players, technical staff, transport services, physiotherapists, and hotels, which the club failed to address. The Joint Commission set June 28th as the deadline to resolve the unpaid wages to the women's team, but the club has exceeded this date. The club justifies this delay by claiming the players are demanding more than what is owed, including interest for the four-month delay, but has not paid the base amounts either. In response to accusations and videos posted by players, the club sent a bureau fax to the Association of Female Indoor Soccer Players, AJFSF, addressing the accusations and criticizing certain board members. The players, however, maintained that they were not coerced into speaking out and were supported by AJFSF President Natalia Orov. Further issues include the club's lack of commitment from the board of directors and parents of the players. Complaints arose when some teams received non-branded shirts despite paying for Joma-branded ones. Despite complaints, the club did not respond. Players expressed disappointment after the club labeled the coaches' statements as false, highlighting the challenges they faced while striving to grow as athletes. Despite advice against reporting issues due to potential repercussions, players continue to fight for their right to be paid for their hard work, even from thousands of kilometers away. The club's board members have complex business connections. President David Vasquez Gonzalez owns or is affiliated with several companies, including Todo Para Tu Club, SL, Más Deportes Servicios Deportistas Integrales, SL, and the defunct Elite Football, SL, all of which sponsor the CD Leganés futsal team. Throughout the year, Vasquez has made various corporate transitions within Indra Sistemas SA and related entities. The sporting director, Andres Parada, transferred his company, LNF Smart Goal SL, to a board including the club's vice president and press chief, who also share another company, Lucilania Management SL, along with other entities. General Director Alberto Gasco Moreno owned Prensa Escrita Al Día SL, a club sponsor, before leaving the company in February 2024, using a similar approach with Monsul Comunicación y Publicidad SL and Clepsidra Comunicación SL, which he transferred to his brother Miguel Ángel Gasco Moreno, who is also involved with the club. Gasco currently holds a public office in the Leganés City Council. Many companies associated with the club's board members sponsor the club and share the same address as the Leganés Indoor Football Club.